The state is launching a one-stop shop to help small and mid-sized companies find financial assistance, something CEOs across the Commonwealth have complained about for years. At a roundtable discussion in Cambridge I hosted, Economic Development Secretary Greg Bilecki explained the aim of the program is to start what he called a catalytic effect.
We're getting somewhere between 5 and 10 times the amount of private capital being advanced to the company, and in almost all those cases, the private sources are saying, we wouldn't have done that but for the state's investment. So that's where we can really be a catalyst.
The head of the new Massachusetts Growth Capital Corporation, Chuck Grimsby, tells me the state can do more.
That's what we hope will help banks make more loans by offering technical assistance, by offering subordinated loans, and by offering partial guarantees that help a bank get over the hump quickly on a deal.
The president of BPG Motors of Cambridge, Brad Harkavy, says his company is close to beginning production of what he calls the UNO, a self-balancing electric motorcycle. But funding is needed, and competition is intense.
There's very strong incentive, 37% tax credits in Ontario to do R&D up there, and that's something we think about a lot, right? And I'm not necessarily advocating that we do the same, but it is a strong incentive to do stuff up there.
The CEO of Thinking Phone Networks, Steve Kokinos, says he liked what he heard, but is the funding available?
For us, it's a matter of working capital and growth capital. And so, you know, I think that's where sort of the rubber hits the road.
Kokinos says he could double the size of his company quickly if he had the needed growth capital. And the CEO of Enterprise Strategy Group, Tony Prigmore, says he's been growing his company, and how has he paid for it?
All out of earnings, ourselves. So we've not done it with any debt or any equity, and you know, that's one of the reasons we think we can accelerate our growth and accelerate our hiring if we had, I'll say, gentle and flexible access to either capital or debt financing.
The Economic Development Secretary, Greg Bilecki, says the state can help procure private funding through these new assistance programs, but he admits the state must find a catchier name than the Massachusetts Growth Capital Corporation. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.